for something set. I'm very excited about that. And there's going to be a live demonstration being streamed on Instagram for maybe about like 5 to 10 minutes. And that's going to be coming up in 1:35. You can find that live stream at LAEEIMLNEE on Instagram.
Everything is moving at a fast pace. Universe been telling me to slow down. Too much haste causes mistakes. Look, I make mistakes and then I learn my lessons. Lately I've been counting all my blessings. They won't see the vision till you bless them. So you come first, it ain't no second guessing. Tired of drama, tired of all the stressing. Tired of having bouts with this depression. Honestly, if it were just a mile, I leave my shit and walk my way to heaven. It gets frustrating being underdog when lyrically you know you overall. Time to take this shit like open bar. All I see is a bunch of actors, open call. Born alone, die alone. So I trust myself the most. I'ma find a way to cope. And then it's time to hold a toast. But first I wake up, thank God. Then I roll up my tree. I get dressed in, hop off that porch and go chase my cheese. Everybody running in the rat race. Everything is moving at a fast pace. Universe be telling me to slow down.
For another day,
thank you for another day.
I'm so grateful for another day.
I'm so grateful,
yeah.
For another day.
Thank you for another day.
Thank you for,
yeah,
another day.
I'm grateful for another day.
I'm so grateful for another day.
Thank you for another day.
Thank you for another day.
Wanna thank you for another day.
Thank you for,
yeah,
another
thank
day.
Thank you, God, for another day.
All right, everybody, and we're back. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Greg with a really awesome storytelling segment that will be recurring, so tune in for 2 weeks for the next chapter. Right now we're going to go into DJ Persephone's set, and I'm going to get that all set up right now. Okay, and just in case. All right, perf. So, hey, Persephone, how you
Hello.
Doing? Hey, thanks for being here tonight.
Of course.
And chilling, bringing your great, you've got all of these nature photos. I love it. And that's, I kind of get like a huge freshwater vibe from you, like flowing.
Totally. I'm a water sign.
Oh, dope. What's your sign?
Scorpio.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm a Leo. Got a shout out, Leo. Oh, me. Yeah. Me and Melissa, the guest co-host for tonight, are birthday twins. Got to give the Leo love. Nice. Love you, sister. And also another poet. And also another rad fam. And also I love her. Okay. So, do you have any sort of background you want to talk to us about before you get into your set?
I'm a pretty new DJ.
Okay.
So be forgiving of me.
Well, I've heard one of your sets before, and it's beautiful. You have such amazing taste and such a good scape. So I think the best way to let you speak is to just let you go with the music.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go for it. And don't forget, if you want to see a little bit of what's happening and see how it works, go to Instagram, Lady Monty, LAEDI, and there's going to be a live feed in just a moment. Go for it.
Thank you.
KBOO Portland. KBOO Portland.
I'm Programming to memory.
Hey, oh, what's up? Hey, we're doing it. Right. I was trying to be all nonverbal, but then like the microphone thing happened.
I don't know. That was me.
Can we turn the mics up just a little bit? Yeah, it's chill. Oh, what's up? How y'all doing?
Chilling. Fabulous. Vibing.
Yeah.
Drawing. So good.
You can move that around. You can draw and talk.
Being artistic to the motherfucker.
Yeah, like, how's that? It's like a robot arm. What's it like? Here, let me just capture like all the things that come out of your mouth.
Can you hear me breathing?
Can you hear my allergies?
What do y'all think of DJ Persephone?
She's dope.
Bad. Mind awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just inspiring.
Yeah. Sick.
Different dimension.
Sick dance. That's right? What I'm saying.
I was not here for the last, I don't know, half an hour.
Just,
or something.
Like drawing and listening to this.
That's cool. I love all the art happening in the room right now.
It's really good energy. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Melissa, you do a really good female figure. The posters you drew for that showcase day to day that happened, and what you're drawing right now is really cool.
Thank you.
It's so goddess oriented.
I mean, it's just so, it's always been, I actually used to get in trouble like as a kid in middle school and whatnot.
Yeah.
And my friends would get so mad at me because they would see me drawing and I would oftentimes be drawing naked women from a very young age. And
ditto. And doesn't surprise me, birthday twin.
Right?
At all.
I know. It's such a, those, the placements, Leo sun, Scorpio moon. It's such a sensual, intensely physical combination.
Oh, dude, and I'm a so ginger.
Is there something that's associated with that? I don't know if I'm aware.
I literally just fulfilled the prophecy of a creepy ginger child growing up. I was all, like, sneaky and weird, and like, I read books and ate lunch by myself.
Oh, God forbid.
And I was just like all the feels all the time, but like no words. Unless it was to like my teachers. I was like such a shy kid.
Dude, I was such a teacher's pet. I loved my teachers. We were always...
My teachers hated me.
I loved my teachers.
See, I liked you in class because like I didn't have to say much, like, right? Like I would sit next to that kid.
Just that one talking?
Yeah, well, they're so smart. Like that's why they have so much to say. Like you're very smart too. Like your lyrics are amazing. Your flow is super, super precise and like pointed. Good stuff. Really excited.
Have fun with it.
Yeah. And dude, super stoked that like this was your first time like coming on the radio.
Word.
Did awesome.
That's
so amazing.
You're such a pro at it.
Oh man. I just, you know what? I just go with the flow.
That's word. Well, obviously.
That is a mad flow.
I'm just like, whatever happens, happens. That's how I am.
That's real.
What else you guys want to like talk about? I don't know. It's like almost 3 a.m. I'm like,
dang.
No, I don't want it to end. Yeah. Having such a good time.
Time went by so fast.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought I haven't been here for like an hour. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I'm out here awake in the clouds, literally.
Yep.
I'm chilling. I'm high.
Nobody gets high in Portland. What?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
True.
Unheard of.
It's true. Nobody.
God.
That's wild.
Hey.
I knew, bro. The Bloodstones made a song about it.
Yeah?
Natural High.
Yeah.
It's an old song.
Hey, you know what? I was just thinking that, like, we got a platform. Like, there's no... There's no reason to hold back. I smoke weed.
Right?
It's legal in this state. Mm-hmm. I'm over 21. Guess what? Yeah. And I love it. It's so helpful.
Oh, man. Really, I smoke, I smoke too.
I take a strong position on marijuana.
You'll be surprised, though. I actually rap way better when I'm sober.
Yeah.
When I'm high, though, if I'm writing, it might get me into some, like, dope stuff. I've written some stuff while I'm high that I'm just like, oh, that's tight.
For me, it's about the balance. Yeah, there's that certain type of strain, I guess, that will, like, make you feel like writing and artistic. But most of the time, I'm smoking to chill out or, like, de-stress.
Oh, shit.
And, like, when I'm writing, it's when I'm really, really feeling something. And, like, I'm sure many people out there who identify as artists like can understand this, but like feeling so intensely all the time.
Yeah. Well, I like
exhausting.
It's, it's a lot.
An outlet for that.
Yeah. Word.
I honestly like CBD highs though. I like body highs.
Yeah.
Word. I like just word. Like.
Well, that's where all the tension comes.
Chilling.
Yeah. Like limit coping mechanisms.
Like getting high.
Is that it?
I'm an artist and I like getting high.
That's right.
Like, I'm just chasing that dragon, brother.
We missed you.
Getting that tattooed, what?
I've seen pink dragons everywhere.
Man, brother. I have Latinos out here getting Las Rosas tattooed after I said that. That's crazy.
Dude, I can't believe you coined that term like here in Portland. Like you brought that
Santa
here.
Monica. That's just so sick. I started a few of those. A few of those terms.
Throw some other stuff out. Dude, hey. So you've got so throw some few out, and then I have another question for you.
I'll throw one more out. There's like this term like in California, like a lot of Californians, they call themselves like califeros and stuff, right? So it's like California for them, and they're like, damn, I was like, we're Oregonians, and I was like, man, I like the term Oregonio because it sounds Spanish, but it sounds like Oregonian.
That's beautiful. That's cadence.
And I started saying that like. Just like they'll be like, what are y'all? You know, Oregonio. And then they'll be like, oh, that's hard. And then like a bunch of Latinos started saying it too. Just like Chicanos in the community, Mexicanos, Latinos in general. I just like it.
That's chill. And I like your creativity. And I like your
I'm
your
just
natural
creative about
flow
everything.
To, yeah. Well, and you bring your authentic self to it.
Where,
that's, like, that's the most important key is just like being confident in yourself.
Straight up.
Game.
Bro, that's how I gotta do it.
So I'm curious about your game though. And its versatility, because you've got like mad beats and they're like grungy and like bass and
G-funk and
yeah, it's good. And you, what were you telling me? The chop and screw earlier is like your style.
Chop, that's a Houston style. I picked up on it because like half of my family's from Texas.
Yeah,
and I thought it was dope, and I learned how to do it just super high one day. Yeah, I did that when I was high. Cool. I learned how to chop and screw tracks.
That's
and like
all the good things happen.
And right. Then like a lot of people just hit me up and like they're trying to pay me to like teach them like or just chop and screw their tracks. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's made me a couple of dollars since I learned it.
Say,
I'm wondering, do you think you can rap over a disco beat like this?
Like a disco beat?
What
oh,
are we
man.
Listening to right now?
I can try.
All right.
See, I'm chilling and I'm vibing out, trying to figure out the next roads moving down. But all these people trying to get it moving to really just figure out all of the lines that be going down. Damn, this like the disco just going now, up in your mind and it's just going round and round, yeah. And I don't know what I be doing, so I'm chilling now, vibing out up in the zone, drawing in a black book, trying to find my own mind, my own brain, my own mentality, my own truth. Reality, my brown self, my brown skin, just a brown man walking through the city with pride, chin up high. Brown fists in the air, just keep it moving and going and flowing through the air. Keep the brain waves in your mind just going, I don't know. I tried.
That was really disco. Awesome.
Disco. You'll be surprised. I actually learned how to rap, not even on rap beats.
Hey.
I learned how to rap on funk.
Okay.
Like I would listen to like
Let's
Funkadelic,
funk
to like Zapp and Roger, to like stuff. Bootsy Collins. The Isley brothers would like be dope with the. Like,
I think
between
that's a DJ
stuff.
Request. DJ request. Can you put a funk beat into YouTube real quick?
That's just what I started with.
Yeah.
Till the Roof Off was dope. Carmelia.
Well, that last one was like straight Sunshine State. I loved it.
The roses.
It was like traveling though. You know what I mean?
I don't know what I was doing.
It was good.
I was just like, damn, disco.
That's chill.
I think like the disco just has so much of the tempo is so much faster. I mean, this is kind of the last song at least. I don't know.
A lot of good hip hop songs were actually, you know, sampled disco tracks. Like,
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice sampled disco tracks. A lot of people don't know that. But yeah, that's dope.
Avery, can you hear us? I don't know if Avery can hear us. I'll be right back.
Make some tacos.
I'm so grateful my mom raised me on funky soul.
Word, yeah.
So
I I've always been into hip hop. I think like the first three hip hop songs I heard was Big Papa, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, and California Love.
Yes.
Yep.
Those were like the three. And then aside from that, I got myself into like, when I got really into like figuring out like my culture, I got into oldies and funk like crazy.
Yep. Yeah. So
I've definitely
good.
Always been into oldies. My dad would like raise me on that shit.
Mm. Word, yeah, it's tight.
Me too. It's really awesome.
Oh, I hear funk happening. There's something happening.
It depends on what song, though.
That's funky.
This is my
my funk is a little
Simone's
more like.
Simone's getting it over there.
I'm like super.
Have you heard Flashlight by Pamela? Like Pamela? Damn, I'm high.
This is like hippie Portland funk is what this is.
Yes.
This is Cali funk. Hey. Yo, chill out, yo. This
that.
Is Sly and the Family Stone, yo. California Central, not Southern.
I
know
Central
you guys,
represent.
Southern California.
We just sent on
got
there.
Some
I think
stuff
our,
going
our
on.
Our age is
here,
showing. We're all millennials in this room.
California. All right, but you.
I don't think so. I feel like millennial. I feel like the cutoff is like it's like 20. I don't know.
What
just
generation
don't.
Are you guys?
Later, you're not
we're,
a millennial.
We're not millennials.
I'm not. Yes, I am. Evie.
I think
sure?
It's like.
What generation?
Yeah, I feel like that's right.
Am I thinking?
Yeah, I just know that my brother's 19. He's millennial, but I'm not. I'm 21. I think the cutoff is like 20 or something like that. I'm not. Don't quote me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's a slap right there. I grew up on this shit.
All right.
Ooh.
That's
louder.
A good one. That's a good one.
All right, let's turn the vocals up
that's
on this one.
Super fun. What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Get
I see something
it.
Happening over here.
I just on some fun?
Ooh.
I can't even.
Got it.
Damn. Wait, am I supposed to rap right now?
I don't know. Do whatever you want to. We're all just
y'all just like confusing me.
We're all just
like, what do I do?
Okay, I don't know.
I used to rap to these. That's crazy.
That's so tight.
That's how I like started it.
What are they singing back there?
So great.
They're singing about lights.
About anything, I guess.
You'll be surprised. Like, oh my god, with the songs. It's a trip.
They're singing about the lights. I'm talking about the nightlight time in between midnight and 3.
Hey.
Damn, it's
midnight
almost 3.
Midnight and 3. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, I love this part. I like those waves. A lot of people don't know, but a lot of those waves inspired like J-Funk too. Like all this inspired like Dr. Dre is like sense and stuff. That's just dope.
Yeah.
That little like like
that
that's
pain.
Like all the little sense. That's dope. Classic funk.
Funk me, that's good.
That's classic.
I've actually gotten into the habit of, because one of my friends, she says this all the time, but instead of saying what the, you know, what the F-U-C-K, I say what the funk.
Damn.
And it's stuck
echo.
With me
that's
all the
fun.
Time.
Like
I'm just
that.
Like, what the funk?
You're,
you know? And
your
I just,
microphone sounds amazing.
God, no, it's just,
I love
my
this.
Microphone sounds amazing.
It's, just, yeah.
Right.
It's such a good radio voice.
Right up
well,
in
thank
it.
You. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Professional.
Yeah. I was admiring it earlier, and I just heard
it's
it again.
It's bright right
it
now.
It reverberates. It's bright.
It's bright. Yeah, that's what it is. I was just like, dang. Like, I heard it. I was like, slap me in the face.
It was so fun. Honestly, as a kid, it was so... I really enjoy listening to the radio and just, like, all the conversation. But I also really enjoyed... I mean, we spoke about a God complex earlier,
yo.
And I thought it'd be really cool
honestly,
to,
like,
to DJ for the world, you know, for
in,
a small part
Portland,
of it.
In Portland, I don't really bump a lot of radio. When I do, it's cable. That's me being honest.
Yeah.
If I don't bump it, I'm just like bumping music.
Well, you want to know what the thing about KBOO is?
Portland stations are different.
And I get most of my media digitally. Like, I'm a huge SoundCloud fan.
Right.
And that's like mostly just what I have. And other than that, I'm listening to my own tracks. And So, yeah, listening to KBOO is important. Yes, because I'm a narcissist, but also because I love this community and, like, everybody on air I know. Like, I know those people. And that's what KBOO is about. Like, that's, I don't know. This is the best radio to me. Just, like, people in the same freaking city, chilling, having a good time. Like,
so awesome.
And talking about very, like, just us. You're welcome.
It's very intimate. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, what happened to your microphone? Come over here.
Oh, I was raised on, like, listening to KBOO and stuff, so it's, like, super surreal to actually be in the studio, because I'd, like, tune in driving on the street with my parents listen to this. This is so cool. This is in Portland. And now I'm, like, fucking here.
Oh, my God.
What a trip, dude. Like, that's insane.
I kind of just got invited here one time. They were like, dude, yeah. You're dope. You're a dope rapper. I want you to come here. And then that's when we met Sean.
Sean the bus driver, shouts out.
Yeah, shout out Sean. To Sean.
Like
yeah.
To meet you someday.
Sean's my homie.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's like my day one brother at the station. Showed me everything. We went through a lot of the trainings together.
That's awesome.
And like, Straight up. He's just been like, yeah. And I still like crash at his pad. Like, him and his lady are my family.
This song, I didn't mention it earlier, but I'm from the Bay Area, and I love that word. We've had so much talk about music in California and stuff. This song is very personal for me. I love this song.
What?
It's one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Wow.
This is just like calm music?
It gets calmer.
Oh snap! That's I'm an Aries, you know. I'm a Terran. I like that hype shit.
Just chill for like 30 seconds. Promise, it's worth it.
It's like it got that oldie vibe to it. Yeah. That's a real oldie vibe.
I know a different version, honestly, but this is really nice.
It got an oldie vibe to it. That's what I see. That's what I hear in it.
Is that a waltz? That's definitely a waltz because it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Huh.
All right. This is a beautiful, dreamy.
Oh, am I screwing up the mood here?
No. It's gorgeous. No,
I mean,
perfect.
I'm totally chilling
it's
on this.
Totally king. coming up next is Mega Wave Radio. It's super dope, old school hip hop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mega Wave in the house.
Yeah, they in the house. So Lighthouse is going to clear out of this house and make some space. It's been lovely. We got Melissa, got Risk One,
hey.
What's up?
Simone.
That was intense.
That was great. That's Devin, our sound really engineer, who made it happen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Devin.
Oh, no, it's, you know, there's just, Portland's just got so many talented people, it's terrifying.
Well, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. You can tell we're not here to hurt you by this nice track.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit right there. Make sure you stay buckled up, and we'll take care of you.
You don't gotta hide from me.
Don't worry about a thing.
Also in the house, DJ Persephone with that amazing set.
So
and
good.
The instruction and the lessons and super nice vibes. Hey, there we are. Yeah, hey, DJ Persephone, thank you. Thank you for being here. Avery, we love you wherever you're at. Don't know if you are in front of a microphone.
I saw him pass by sticking his tongue out.
Charming.
He is a charmer. That Avery. Can't get rid of him. Anyway, it's been super real, Portland, and also super live radio. Any last minute shouts outs, like following music, stuff like that?
Shout out. I'm going to shout some people out. Yeah. Word, yeah. Okay. Shout out Organized Crime Records. That's me. Established 97, Gem Dynasty. Shout out homie Crook One in LA. He's always showing love. Shout out to Jimmy from Urban Kings in LA. Always showing love. Renzer and Denz in LA. Dope artists with the Roach Killers. Denz, Renzo, solo artist, super dope. I'm back home. Told you guys I would shout you out. Shout out my bro Iz, Behave. Shout out all my homies, the BRVs, YRVs, and ORVs, Road City Artistas. Much love. Shout out everybody on Division Street, Southeast Portland, Powers and Gilbert neighborhood.
All right. Yeah. And you're on Instagram, Risk One.
Oh, yeah,
and
Risk
One is spelled 0 and 3.
Yes, Risk 0 and 3. You can find that on anything, like any social media. You type that in, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
It's just like a black and white picture.
Melissa, thank you for co-hosting tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Yeah. And you make art. What's your art Instagram?
My art Instagram is Mirror Etherical. So it's ether with I-C-A-L at the end of it.
Cool. And yeah, I hope you come back sometime.
Oh my gosh, I would love to.
Okay. Simone.
So awesome. Simone.
Wait. Gemini. Get the broken mic. Sorry.
Thank you so much for having me. Like, this was seriously an honor. Everyone should go follow my Instagram, Mercury Nomad. Yeah, just spelled like that. And follow my travels because I'm about to be hitchhiking for like across the United States, so watch out for that. I'm an artist too, so like keep up with me. Yeah.
Oh, that's that classic coolness right there.
All right. Yeah, we're getting into Mega Wave now. Almost forgot to say thank you to Greg for coming in with their amazing art and storytelling.
Thanks,
craft.
Greg.
Stay tuned. Next episode in 2 weeks for the next installment of that, plus more interesting shiz. Looking here tonight. This is Lady Monte, l-productions.org, if you want to find more information about me. Have a good night.
Good night.
I know this whole, all these lyrics. That's funny.
All right. I'm sipping on thunder chicken until my real niggas I make a toast. You didn't know that Portland niggas bitten homicides. Them local niggas from the family and they down the ride. Word on the block, don't get caught up in some faulty shit. Niggas in 5 point and Benz is flossin', I know to snitch. Getting popped 12 zones, 90 days in the home. The feds is giving nickels for them quotas, something's gotta be wrong. Hood rats having babies with them bangers, with them guns. Who riding with them local state corrections institution? The same old shit, partner, every day. Of Village Building Convergence, taking place June 1st through 10th at locations all over Portland. The Village Building Convergence features over 30 community-built projects happening all over Portland, including the Mudbone Community Farm, Sherritt Square, and Portland University. Additionally, there are also ticketed evening events featuring speakers and local musicians. Again, that's the Village Building Convergence, taking place June 1st through 10th at locations all over Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is proud to present the live broadcast for the 26th annual Good in the Hood Multicultural Music, Arts, and Food Festival. This 3-day celebration kicks off Friday, June 22nd, with the Good in the Hood Parade and Festival continuing Saturday, June 23rd, and ending Sunday evening, June 24th. Good in the Hood is back at